USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
The president's comments as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Federal prosecutors in New York are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Bierman says Avenatti's actions were nothing more than an old-fashioned shakedown.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Weather Service says water flowing down from Montana and the Dakotas could bring more flooding to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. Thousands of people have had to evacuate from their homes due to the floods. Some health organizations are calling for a crackdown on sugary beverages. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Sugar.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Vice President Mike Pence hit Democratic presidential candidates for skipping the annual pro-Israel conference in Washington, D.C. on Monday. The vice president also had a message regarding anti-Semitism.
It's astonishing to think that the party of Harry Truman, which did so much to help create the state of Israel, has been co-opted by people who promote rank anti-Semitic rhetoric and work to undermine the broad American consensus of support for Israel. Recently, a freshman Democrat in Congress trafficked in repeated anti-Semitic tropes. Alleged congressional support for Israel reflected an allegiance to a foreign country. Said that Israel had, and I quote, hypnotized the world. And she accused Americans who support Israel of being bought off by campaign contributions. Anti-Semitism has no place in the Congress of the United States of America. And at a minimum, anyone who slanders those who support this historic alliance between the United States and Israel should never have a seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the United States House of Representatives.
Traditionally, Democrats have shown up at the AIPAC policy conference, including former President Barack Obama. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.